Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And boy, howdy, are you going to be glad you did, because Congressman Steve Chabot is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Chabot is the House of Representatives, member of the House of Representatives, the congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, which is the southern district there, including Cincinnati. And he is the ranking member of the House Small Business Committee, which in our world, ladies and gentlemen, is a very important assignment. And he's a former small business owner, and he is a true champion for you and me. And I'm so happy to say that he's our friend, and he's my friend, and a member of our Brain Trust. And he's very generous to give us his time. We know how busy he is, but we can tell just from listening to him how important it is for him to talk to us about the things that he's working on in Congress. And so we're going to give him a chance to do that right now. Congressman Chabot, thanks for joining us. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's great to be with you again, Jim. You do such a service for the small business community all over this country. And in my view, there's nothing more important than small businesses being successful, because after all, that's the future of our economy, the future of our country. Most people are hired by small businesses, not the great big guys. And so we need to make sure that the climate is right for them. And unfortunately, Washington has a tendency to do things that can make things not so good. So a number of us are trying to do the right thing for small business.
Well, and we appreciate that. We need it. We need all the help we can get. And you know, Congressman, you're talking about the sizes of small business owners. I've been doing some research over the last few months on this, and I've been talking a little bit about this. I don't think I've ever mentioned it to you. See, I don't think in my world. There are two economies in the United States. One is the general U.S. economy, which as you know is about $13 trillion, mm-hmm. But the other economy is the small business economy, which as you also know is more than half of that $13 trillion.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So in a world where there's a small business USA, and I believe there is, we are in that world. The number one economy on the planet is not the U.S. and it's not Japan and it's not China. It's small business USA.
That's a good way to look at it, because
that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, and you're right. And it's the creator of new jobs, and it's government unfortunately has done the wrong thing for small business, and we've allowed things to happen that really affect small business. I mean, if you look at litigation, lawsuits in this country, that's a perfect example, mm-hmm. and an area that we really need to focus some attention.
Well, you've been doing that, and I want you to talk to us about that. You've been working on a bill to limit predatory lawsuits. Tell us about that.
Well, we have. There's so many things, and I mean, all you have to do is pick up the newspaper or even watch on TV. The most recent example, I think the most egregious example that I've seen recently, was right here in Washington, D.C., in this dry cleaners case, the Chungs, or Korean couple. Unfortunately, they did do something wrong. They lost some guy's pants. And he turns around and sues him, and he turned out to be a judge himself up here in Washington, turns around and sues him for something like $67 million for a lost pair of pants. And now ultimately, fortunately, after going to trial on this thing, the judge threw out the case and said this is ridiculous, and they even ordered the guy to pay for their cost, their court costs and attorney's fees and stuff. And so ultimately they came out the right place. But for years, these poor small business owners were put through, shall we say, heck, You know, I mean, they were really, really. We saw them. They used to show it on TV because we're up here. We see the local Washington TV. Mm-hmm. They'd be on TV crying and they're just really concerned about losing everything.
I hope their business just boomed after that. I hope people, so. I mean, if I lived in the D.C. area, I'd drive across town to give them my business.
Me too. Hopefully, they wouldn't lose my pants, but you know.
Well,
I'm
you
sure.
know what? Things happen. You know.
Sometimes things do. Now, I have to say, at an aside here, I literally went to the laundry this week, and they can't find one of my shirts at the laundry here. Now, it didn't enter my mind to sue them for $67, and certainly not $67 million, but that's what, as a small business person, you're always kind of on pins and needles, and you don't know what's going to happen. That's what this bill is about. Now, we introduced it far before that case originally, but it's just an example. What this bill would do, essentially, is it's called the Small Business Liability Reform Act of 2007. Now, we had introduced this last year as well, but we're going to move forward with it this time.
Hold on to that thought, Congressman Shabbat.
Sure.
We're going to get Congressman Shabbat to give us more details about this, and I'm going to ask him when we come back, folks, about, you know, why doesn't our legal system expect more responsibility out of the individual? We'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Congressman Steve Shabbat of the 1st District of Ohio. Stay with us.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Congressman Steve Shabbat, and he is the congressman from the 1st District of Ohio, the ranking member of the U.S. House Small Business Committee, and a hard worker on our behalf, ladies and gentlemen. And Congressman Shabbat, you were talking about the bill to limit predatory lawsuits. Tell us the essence of it, please.
Yeah, in essence, what it does is it will hopefully reduce frivolous lawsuits against small business. Now, if somebody in a small business has really done something that's negligent and clearly they've done something wrong, well, then, you know, people ought to be able to take action in order to be made whole or as whole as possible. But this basically protects small businesses in this way. It first of all raises the evidentiary standard from just a little more than 50% responsibility to what's called clear and convincing. In other words, you really have to prove that it was the business owner's fault. Clear and convincing, which is right. A much higher standard. Next, one of the things that really is scary to small business folks is that they may be hit for what are called punitive damages, which are basically punishment. It's not just the person's lost wages and their medical bills and maybe some pain and suffering and that sort of thing, but it's to punish them, to set an example. And that's what juries sometimes do. You know, maybe there's $1,000 in medical bills and they lost $1,000 in lost work. Yeah, but punitive damage can be millions of dollars, and that's where this case we were talking about before, you know, comes in with the dry cleaners. You know, with maybe $50 for the pants and $66.9999 million for punitive, to punish this guy, to warn all the other small business laundry folks that they shouldn't do the same thing. So what this would do is it would say that you can only have punitive damages in a case where the owner acted with a conscious and flagrant indifference to the rights or safety of others. In other words, a much higher standard than just that, you know, they may have been responsible for something. If they consciously did something in order basically to get at this person, then perhaps there could be punitive damages under those circumstances. And also what's scary to the small business owner is that oftentimes, in fact, more often than not, insurance doesn't protect the business owner in the case of punitive damages. So you're on your own on that kind of thing. So in other words, that literally you oftentimes lose your businesses and the employees lose their jobs. So
exactly.
It also does away with what's called joint and several liability. And what that essentially means is that if there were several small businesses involved or small business owners and they sued them all, you cannot be responsible for more than what your percentage
a disproportionate
That's right. So if you were a quarter percent wrong, you know, for what caused this person's injuries, you can't be responsible for the whole thing. You can't be responsible for more than a quarter. So, for example,
if you're a partner in a deal that goes sour, mm-hmm. but your partner is a big company, mm-hmm. then under joint and several conditions, you would be just as liable for as much money as the big partner would be.
Yeah, that under existing law, that's exactly right.
But under your proposal, it would be proportionate.
That's right. So it's a step in the right direction, I think.
When's this going to be up?
Well, it's up to the committees that have jurisdiction over it, which is the Judiciary Committee. Now, unfortunately, I happen to be a Republican. I'm a Republican. I'm proud to be a Republican, but the Democrats took over the House and the Senate last time, and some of the leadership Democrats are very close to the labor unions, and they're opposed to an awful lot of liability reform like this.
Some people see anything that benefits any business, if it has business in it at all, never mind small business, mm-hmm. if it has business, anything that benefits any business, they're against it.
Yeah, that's right,
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either, because businesses are the driving force in the economy. It's who hires us, and you're right about business always being the bad guy. Look at in movies and on television programs. You know, if it's the businessman that's out there dumping toxic waste out, you know, in the river where everybody's drinking it, kind of thing. I mean, that's the plot. How many times have we seen that sort of thing? And it's not true in real life.
What
but that's
was
the
senator
way they do it.
From Maine who died of cancer a few years ago, ran for president. I'm trying to remember his name. He was a great guy, a great leader. He said, he's a Democrat, and he said, my party has to learn that they can't love the employee and hate the employer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I think his name's almost coming off my tongue right now, folks.
You're not talking about Muskie, are you?
No, not Muskie. No.
Because he wasn't from Maine, but he's up in that area.
I don't consider him to be a great supporter of business. But this guy was, and I'll say his name in a minute.
Okay.
But he's exactly right. You can't love the employee and hate the employer.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and we're actually pushing for some additional legislation, which I think, you know, in this area that'll help out as well. One, for example, we're doing with a Democrat also. So I'm a Republican. We have a Democrat. We both, at least that particular Democrat agrees with it. We push forward on it. It's called the Innocent Sellers Act, and what this would do right now, if you're a small retailer, you got a little shop, somebody comes in and buys your product, there was something wrong with it, and they sue not only the person that made the product, but they sue you, the small business owner who just happened to sell the thing. You can't open every package you got. Mm-hmm. So this would say that if you're a small retailer, simply selling a product isn't enough to have you be responsible for something.
Right.
You have to do something to change the product or know there's something wrong with it and sell it anyway.
Right.
So we need to protect our small businesses.
Congressman Shabbat, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got another segment to come. More good information from one of your champions in Washington, D.C., Congressman Steve Shabbat of the 1st District of Ohio, the ranking member of the U.S. House of Representatives Small Business Committee. He and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us. A little bit of Fleetwood Mac for you there, folks. That's Miss Christy McVie singing for you there. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Congressman Steve Shabbat, who is a great champion for small business. And Congressman, on behalf of my audience, on behalf of small business owners all across America, we thank you for standing up for us up there in Washington.
Oh, it's an honor to be able to do it. And as I say, small businesses, in my view, are the backbone of this country and this economy, and we need to make sure that not only do we not do bad things for them by bad legislation, and that can happen, but we need to do things positive that are going to make life just a little easier for our small businesses in this country.
And folks, you know, you hear a lot of politicians say what Congressman just said about being the backbone of the country, of our economy, but a lot of them say that, but they don't know anything about it, or they actually turn around and vote against us. Congressman Shabbat, when he says it, he means it, and he puts his money where his mouth is, and that's the reason why I tell you that he's one of our champions. Congressman, back to this quickly on this legal thing before we move to another topic.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Copenhagen about 6 weeks ago. They invited me to come over there and talk to them about how to become more entrepreneurial in their economy. But there's something that they do that we need to get back to over here. I was riding in one of the boats. I don't know if you've ever been to Copenhagen, but
no,
there's a ferry that they have, a sightseeing ferry kind of thing, and the boats are really wide and really low. And the reason they're low is because they got to go under some of those bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally could, if you set up, you're a tall guy, if you set upright in one of these boats going under one of those bridges, you would hit your head on the bridge. That's how low it is. But there are no signs all over the place that's like we would have here saying, mm-hmm. oh, my God, you could be killed if you, you know, all the different placards that we see everywhere in our world now.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, I said, and there were other places where people could be in danger, you know, like falling into a canal or something. There are no signs there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how do you guys get away with not posting signs like this? And what they told me was, in Denmark, our legal system is such that we put more responsibility on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
We expect the individual to use reasonable common sense. Now,
yeah.
What about that? I thought, you know what? I could almost move here just for that.
That's a good point. You know, there's a group, and I forget the name of them, that does a contest every year with the kind of the ridiculous nature of signs and packaging and things that you have on pillows, for example, saying, you know, don't put this pillow over your head and strangle yourself kind of stuff. You know, the common sense things. And it's just kind of, some of it is so ludicrous, but it shows you to the level that we've had to sink to protect ourselves, you know, from lawsuits. The thing that always gets me is, you know, you'll buy a TV set or you'll buy something and there'll be a package of some stuff in there. And it'll tell you, you know, don't eat this stuff, you know. like you're just, you know, you have this desire just to consume this package because it happens to be in there.
I want to eat these little white balls of
whatever the heck they are.
Matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten out of hand, and I don't know if we can ever recover from that, but it would. But the kind of legislation that you're working on, you know, writ large, maybe we could get to that point. But thank you for that legislation. One of the things I want to ask you, and you've reported on this recently, the Dow hit 14,000. The economy is, in a lot of ways, is fundamentally very strong. We got some expense problems, like the oil prices are killing us right now. We got some other challenges, but basically the economy is very strong, very, very sturdy economy. The $13 trillion economy, growing at 2% a year, that's still pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. What is it that other people like, and I'm going to use the term Democrat. The Democrat members of Congress, who are running for president. What is it that when they look around them, what is it that they don't like about what we have?
That's a very good question. You know, there are political points to be made, unfortunately, by pointing the finger at everything that's wrong with this country or the economy or anything else. I mean, you've said you're exactly right. I mean, we've got an economy right now which is the strongest in the world. We have historic low unemployment rates, stock market at all-time highs. The health of people in this country are better than it's ever been. Yet you have people that basically want to have the government take over health care, who want to raise taxes. And that's one of the reasons we've seen the economy move. After September 11th, the president was insistent upon reducing taxes, you know, capital gains and the other side.
Supply-side economics works,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. They were screaming, oh, this is just tax cuts for the rich, you know. And, yeah, the rich did get some tax cuts, but so did the middle class. Everybody
right.
got them.
So
that
did I.
The economy.
So did I. And I'm not rich. And you know what? I hired more people when I got those tax cuts.
Exactly right.
Congressman
exactly
Shabbat, right. Thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
Okay, it's www.house.gov/Shabbat, C-H-A-B-O-T.
Thank you, Congressman. I'll see you later. Got to go. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.